But today, see what God can do? He moved upon my life and gave me strength. He said if I would put out the effort and make it here this morning, that I would feel better. And that's what exactly I'm doing.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that my God is an awesome God. Let me tell you, we're just about coming to that time of Jesus coming after the church. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, he said, for all those that are looking for my appearance, I shall come unto them, praise God, and receive them unto myself, that where I am, they may be also. Well, glory to God. I'm going to sing this song for Brother James right there. I'm going to give this right to you, brother. Old Shepherd Vine. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. I was standing on the bank of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship
Thank you. God up and said, stand to your feet. We'll start with a prayer. If you have a need, let it be heard, saints, let it be known. We're all family and you're not alone. But that's when he saw her in the back of the church. Her silence and sadness cried out the hurt. The kind shepherd knew just what to say. I need to know before we pray. An unspoken request. Does anybody have one here tonight? Did you come with a burden you can't share? A need in your life. Just lift up your hand. She raised her hand. Sweet Holy Spirit, come by her and stand. When her tears started flowing, he had no doubt that in the throne room of heaven, her secret was out. An unspoken with a burden you can't share, a need in your life. Just lift up your hand to the one who can give you rest. Child, have no fear, our God can hear an unspoken request.
Because you have something to give God.
Amen.
Right.
Come on.
Right. God wants it. He wants it now. Yes. He don't want you to wait till the end of the service just because he called an altar call.
Amen.
This is open. Amen. You ladies that believe, you got a
one of your sisters is hurting.
You got a sister hurting right here.
Need to pray with her. We don't know the need. We know that she's a child of God. She got a need.
Right.
Brought her down to her knees.
The altar is always open. That's one thing that I love about church. That's one thing that I love about the Lord. He says, doesn't matter where you are, you can make an altar out of a bunch of books laying on the floor.
That's right.
You can make an altar out of the dirt and outside there. You can make an altar anywhere.
That's right.
And all we have to do is get down on our knees and give it to him. And give it to him. What does he say about giving it to him? Leave it. Do not pick it back up and carry it with you. Just leave it. Get rid of it. It's gone. He's already cast it out.
Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to show you a way to get to heaven this morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Man.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Praise God. You mean there's a roadmap? Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Word of God.
Right here. That's it.
Right here. That's it. Yeah. Hold it up, Brother Bubba. Somebody might not be able to see mine. Check Brother Bubba. He got a roadmap. We've been going to the same place getting a roadmap.
Man.
Yeah.
Went to the same fella and asked for the roadmap. He gave it to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless.
Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, as we come to you now in the name of Jesus, realizing, Lord God, that we don't know the need right here of our sister, but we know, Lord God, there is a need to cause brokenheartedness, desire to see her need lifted from her. Lord God, came to the altar, humbled herself down, and called out upon you. Now, Lord, because of that humble, Lord, soul and spirit, she comes and begs for the lifting of this power, this load off of her. We ask now that it be gone. Yes. Cast out, fixed in the name of Jesus. We claim it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Stay as long as you want to. Hallelujah. Verse 13 of chapter 7 says this very thing.
Chapter 7.
Everybody, you know, Brother Jeremy, everybody comes to me and says, how do I get to heaven? Well, right here it is. Praise God. In this scripture right here, it tells me how to get to heaven. Glory to God. And I looked at it, and it said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go therein.
Come on.
Because the straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, few therefore find it. To beware of false prophets which come to you in the sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by the fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Oh, my, my, my. Did that tell us something? Did that take us down to the place right at the foot of the cross and tell us that we needed to inspect ourselves?
That's right.
See what kind of fruit we're bearing.
Yes.
Oh, Brother William, now I help my neighbor every chance I get.
Bless you, Lord.
But sometimes he makes me mad and I won't help him. Well, where's the fruit? We got a double fruited tree here. Bible says it don't exist.
Come on.
That's right.
If evil fruit cometh out of you, then the depth of your root is in the evil soil.
Come on.
That's right.
Well, Brother Liam, I got saved 20 years ago and was baptized and going to church, and I've been in church ever since. I've even taught Sunday school. I've even spoke great things in the name of Jesus. I've even thrown out demons, cast out demons in Jesus' name.
Yeah,
use him, Lord.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Well, what did it say over there in the book of Revelation? Said the small and great stand before the throne.
All right.
the white throne of judgment.
Yes.
And every man, woman, and child is judged out of those things that they have done.
Come on, man.
The works that they have done. Not the works Brother Bob done or Brother Ronnie, but the works that you personally, let's make it real personal this morning.
Yeah.
Let's get out of this group thing and get into the personal relationship with God.
Yes.
And let's check and see where our works stand before God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now the Bible says, enter ye into the straight gate.
Uh-huh.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. But few find it. Why do you suppose that? Why do you suppose that? Because I'm going to tell you that narrow gate is narrow.
Come on.
Yes,
and the footprints of Jesus are not a broad way, they're a narrow way.
That's right.
Right.
Glory to God. I used to preach a sermon and I used to have a dry eraser board that I drew the cross on. And down at the foot of the cross, there was a lot of people started out wanting to go to heaven. I want to tell you this morning, church, that if I came to you personally and I asked you, Brother Ronnie, do you want to go to heaven?
Yes.
That would be the answer of everybody in this place.
That's right. Come on now.
That's right.
But when I want to go to heaven.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Now, as time went along, as the people traveled along the highway of the cross, headed to heaven, they found detours. Detours that went off to the side.
Yeah.
And you know, that big crowd that started out going to heaven, everybody wanted to go. But now, suddenly, the crowd has thinned down some. Because some have cut that side street.
That's right.
They're still doing it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go over here and see if I can't lead somebody to Jesus.
Come on now.
See? But God didn't lead them over there.
Come on. Right.
See? He led them in the straight gate.
Yeah.
The narrow way to get to heaven. Praise God. I tell you, you can't lead anybody to Christ if you're not living it yourself.
Come on.
You can't tell anybody about Jesus if you don't know him.
That's right. That's
right. And if you're fruits, your fruits are of evil fruit. What kind of tree are you?
Come on now.
Come on.
Now what did the Bible say? The Bible says that evil trees produce evil fruit.
Right.
And good trees create good fruit. Well, you judge me now, Brother. No, I'm not judging you. The word of God shall judge the quick and the dead in the last day.
That's right.
The word of God, not William Copeland, not Ronnie Newby, but the word of God shall judge you in the last day.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You cannot get to heaven on my coattail.
That's right.
You can't get there on Brother Bob's.
That's right.
Now, we hope that we're walking in the right pathway that you might follow us to heaven, but you can't hold on to our coattail and get
right. That's right. That's right.
But assuredly, somewhere down the road, the Bible says that at the judgment in the book of Revelation, said in the judgment seat, and the books were opened. And then another book was opened, which was the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
The first one is telling that you exist.
Amen.
That's right.
Of course, God already knew you existed, but he kept a record. So he knew when you were conceived in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
He knew all of that. But then as you went along, he put another book in before you and you had to make a decision about it.
I see it.
This was the Lamb's Book of Life. The only way that you can enter into the kingdom and heaven of God is to come in through the Lamb's Book of Life.
Come on,
you can be written in the first book,
But you can miss heaven with it because
what
did Jesus tell Nicodemus? You must be born again.
Amen.
You must be born again.
Amen.
Praise God. What? Yes. Can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again?
No.
No.
That's not the birth he's talking about. We are first born in the water birth with mom.
That's right.
Yeah.
After this, there comes a time in our life, and God knows when that is.
That's right.
When we must be born again spiritually.
That's right.
Yeah. We must come to God.
That's it.
And have a new birth.
Amen.
Why? Because we've come in contact with sin, and sin has been a part of our life, and we've got to get out of that sin.
That's right. Yes.
We've got to get out of it.
That's right.
We can't abide in sin. If we're going to be children of God, we've got to get out of it. The only way we can get out of it is be born again.
That's right.
The old man has to be done away with.
That's right.
The Bible said that when a child comes down to the old-fashioned altar, a sinner, and he prays and really prays from the heart with a contrite spirit and a broken heart, calling out upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved.
That's right.
Now, the old man that went down there, Brother Vern, the old man don't get up.
That's right.
He's buried in that altar.
That's right.
A new man,
yes.
A new creature rises up.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Born in due time in the spirit.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All sins before that day have been cast away.
Amen.
What? My. Been cast away.
Yes.
In the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
The old demon that I used to be, Brother James, was buried at Calvary.
That's right.
Well, I never been to Calvary. Well, I was at Calvary at that little bench behind the prayer bench there at County Line Church. I came to Calvary spiritually.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All those things that I did that I'm ashamed of today and won't bring up. All those things I did were wiped away.
That's right.
A lot of men don't believe that. A lot of people that used to know me still don't believe it. Even after going on 37 years, they don't believe it.
That's right.
Why? Because they never have come in contact with the man that I did.
Amen. That's right.
They never been in contact with Jesus. So it seems so impossible to take a man like I was and make him into the man I am today because they can't figure it out.
That's right.
And scientific terms, but Bob, it can't happen.
That's right.
Physically, by the law of physics, you can't be born again because you were already born. Spiritually, you can be born again.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. To have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we must be born again.
That's right.
We must come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit,
amen,
calling out upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says, whosoever call upon me shall be saved.
Amen.
That's a promise.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm telling you, you come up here and you shout out the name of Jesus 1,000 times and not think it from the heart, it won't do you better good.
Come on.
That's right.
But if you come with a broken heart and a sad spirit, calling out upon the Lord, convicted of your sins, knowing that if you die today, you'd end up in hell with the rich man and many torment.
That's right.
Now, I'm telling you that hell is a true place.
Come on. Right. It is.
And the vision of hell you have today is not even the worst it's going to get.
That's right.
Because at the judgment, the Bible says death and hell shall give up their dead.
Come on.
And they shall be judged out of their works.
And he said death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire, which is outer darkness. Mm-hmm. For the fire is never quenched and the worm dies not.
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
Good preaching. Come on. Good.
Wow. Wow, you know, they let them out of the oven and put them in the fire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what is the most terrible, terrible thing about being in the lake of fire?
That's right.
You will never, ever, ever see your God again.
That's right.
You're not going to worry about whether you see Brother William again or not. You're not going to worry about whether you see your wife or your husband or not. You're not even going to worry about where your children are. All you're going to worry about is, wow, you. You're going to be in a place.
That's right.
It's just you in darkness and burning. Uh-huh. Oh, just let me go on to hell. I'll just burn up and that'll be it. No. The Bible says there's two places that you can go when you leave this life. One is heaven. One is peace, one is joy, one is happiness, and the other is hell, where ye shall be tormented forevermore. Ooh, I'm telling you. Now see the difference in the hell that we're seeing right now and the hell that's going to be the lake of fire is this. Right now, that rich man can look across the gulf and he can see Lazarus up there and he can see Father Abraham up there. And he can see that pool of water right outside the gate, so he's always got a little hope. Not going to do him no good. But he's always in his mind, he's got a little hope, I might get a little touch of that water someday. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Great gulf separating hell and the peace that Father Abraham has put for Lazarus.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. You know, I know where a lot of denominations came up with the idea of paradise. Paradise is sort of a holding place that that God created until Jesus was born.
Right.
So there's no way to get into heaven except by Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
So they had to be helped somewhere in peace and rest until the time that they could see Jesus.
That's right.
When Jesus died on the cross and he descended into the depths of the earth, he went down and he preached to hell.
Come on.
That's right.
But he also went up across that gulf and he talked to all that died before he came.
Come on.
Those righteous people. Because they had the desire in their spirit ever since they'd heard about the Son of God and coming and all that. They'd been waiting on Him.
That's right.
As soon as they saw Jesus, they were released from that place of holding and they went to heaven.
Amen. Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
But the rich man's still there in hell.
That's right. That's
right.
Jesus came back from death and hell with the keys of both of them in their hands. That showed he had victory over it all.
Amen. That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you that it was too late for that rich man to be saved. Had it not been, when he saw Jesus, he was called out upon his name and been saved.
That's right.
But the Bible says, whichever way a tree falleth, so shall it lay.
That's right. That's right.
So if you go that last breath, that last heartbeat, and you have not made a commitment to God, there's one place for you to go and you can't get out of there.
That's right. That's right.
I'm telling you that all A-double-L have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
That's right. Amen.
So everybody, I don't care how good you are, need to get saved.
Amen. Amen.
You've got to have that born again happening in your life.
Yes,
amen. You've got to have it. You can't get out of it.
Bless you, Lord.
There's a lot of religion, and there's a lot of you can hear on this earth that really are good to live by.
Come on.
They keep you straight here on this earth. They got rules that you have to stay in, laws you have to keep. And you live by it and you make it okay. But they still won't do to die with.
Come on.
Amen.
There's only one name under heaven and earth that you might be saved, and that's by the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Brother William, I'm telling you, I've been saved. I know I've been saved. Where are your fruits?
Yeah.
Listen, Lord.
How are you living today?
Listen, Jesus.
Come on. Even the church member, the deacon, the preacher, the Sunday school teacher, I'm telling you, all the works that you can do, no matter what your title is, listen to me. The Bible said if a man lived righteously 99 years, and at the 100th year, he turns his back on God.
That's right.
All the unrighteousness that he hath done did away with all the righteousness he did before.
Come on.
That's right. Yeah.
The evilness that you turned in for the last state of man is what is good.
That's right.
The last way you are before God is what you're judged by.
That's right.
You hear me?
Amen.
You do a lot of good works out here in this life. You can be rewarded by a lot of pats on the back and a lot of bragging on you, but I'm telling you, church, it don't matter. The Bible, in what is it, in Matthew 24, Brother Gerald, he that endureth to the end, the same is saved.
Right, brother.
My God!
Yeah.
Miss out on all the drinking and partying and having a big time here and still go to hell? Yeah. Sit in church and hear an old country preacher like myself preach. He get on my toes, wearing me to death all the time, and I still miss heaven. Yep. Unless you're born again.
That's right.
Can't nobody get born again for you now.
That's right.
Can't do it.
You do, Lord.
Brother Ronnie, you can't get born again for Melissa.
That's right.
No. I mean, you got to do it for yourself.
Exactly right.
You can't get saved for her. She's got to do it herself.
That's right.
It's a personal thing.
Yes,
salvation is personal.
Yes,
salvation is personal. Y'all hear me? Personal.
Yes.
Well, but when I got faith in my life, I'm going to get out of the way before I come. That don't work.
That's right.
Did y'all not hear what Sunday school was about? How Satan is a liar and he's the author of it? And how he'll always come and entice you with more and more and more to keep you out of the will of God.
Oh,
that's right.
You hear me? You come as you are, calling out upon the name of the Lord, and he shall save you.
That's
now, if there's things that need to be straightened out after that, then it gets done.
Right.
Because God takes all the excuses out of the way.
That's right.
All the excuses have to leave. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
Praise God. Think about it now.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Glory to God. It's time that the preachers quit sugarcoating the sermons and fill it up the house.
That's right. Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Right. Yeah.
I want to make it to heaven, and I want you to go with me.
Yeah.
But I can't hear you with me. You got to come with me on your own.
That's it.
Amen.
No matter how much I want you to, you can't get there because of my want. But it's because of your want, glory to God, and God has said it before you right here today.
Amen.
My. Brother, get a song ready.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Won't y'all stand up?
Bless
everyone,
Lord.
Oh, I tell you right now. Hallelujah. Brother Gerald, come help me and give this invitation.
Hallelujah.
Lee, y'all come on. We got to get these people saved. We got to, when they come, we got to pray with them.
That's right.
Glory to God. Every invitation from this day forward, Brother Lee. common head.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And anybody else that fails, go ahead and pray. Come on. Right here it is. Invitation. Calling. Come on, come. 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 Our family before you leave. Come on.
Does it say you go to the
We've got a special invitation to be a part of a field.